video film podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I am Adam.
And I'm Jesse.
And we are talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 1990, directed by Steve Barron.
Yes. Turtle power.
T-U-R-T-L-E power, as some would say.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
And we're also talking about Carrie from 1976, directed by Brian De Palma.
That's right. Two films, markedly different, and yet watchable. I'll watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It still kind of holds up in a way.
Yeah, I have a tough time not seeing it from a kid's point of view, because mm-hmm. I've watched it as a kid so many times that it's tough for me to watch it as an adult and be like, I see anything wrong with it. It's tough for me to see anything wrong with it now, because I'm like, it was so perfect back then.
Yeah. So did your family buy it when you were a kid, like the tape?
Oh, they bought it.
Okay. What did the tape look like when they bought it? Like the cover?
I don't remember.
Because my family, I don't know how, but they bought it in a black case.
Okay.
That's the only thing I remember, is that it had no words on it. It was just the VHS in a black case.
Okay. Sounds like they got it from a flea market of some kind.
I don't know. I don't even know if we had flea markets. But I just remember that. And I was like, is that what all VHSs come in if you actually buy them? Not at all.
No. I got it. It was the first movie I owned, I think. I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And it was the only thing I wanted at 9 years old. The only thing in the world that I wanted. I was so excited for it.
And that video probably cost $100.
No. No way.
No?
They wouldn't have bought it for $100. No way.
Oh, okay. I know VHS, like, until a certain point, they were insanely expensive to actually buy one.
Yeah. I think that's before our experiences.
Could be.
Because you've mentioned, well, I think we watched a video talking about the whole trick to renting it, if renting it was legal or not. Mm-hmm. And I think at that point they said, well, if you went and bought them, they cost $100. And
yeah, that's right.
But I don't ever remember a VHS costing $100. It's before my comprehension.
I remember Pulp Fiction costing $100. Maybe not $100, but it was like $70, $80.
Okay. I remember them always being $20.
Yeah, I remember when they opened. Do you remember when they opened the kiosk in the mall with VHS tapes?
No, not at all.
I remember that. And yeah, they were like ridiculously cheap compared to what I thought they would be. And I bought as many as I could with what little money I had.
Hmm. Maybe at 9 years old, I didn't have any comprehension of money. And so I didn't take note of them.
Maybe.
But yeah, I don't remember anything ever costing $100.
Why was this the thing that you wanted most when you were 9 years old?
I was a little kid that loved the cartoon. Mm-hmm. And so then when they were going to make a live action movie, it was very exciting. I got really excited.
Yeah.
And then I watched the movie and got the tape and then watched it every day of my life for a long time.
Yeah. I like that it used to be, you wouldn't even know that movies were coming out. It would just be one day your parents would say, there's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie in the theater right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you didn't see trailers or anything. You'd be like, wait a second, what? Like, obviously, I wasn't reading the news. So it always came as a surprise, whatever movie was coming out.
It's a different memory than I have. I remember anticipating it, and my parents had no idea that it was coming out. They didn't.
Mm.
They didn't tell me there's a movie coming out. I was the one aware of it. And we think about 89, Batman came out.
Yeah.
I remember that being a big deal around the world. My parents weren't telling me about it. It was the marketing. Like,
That I do remember, yeah.
And it's always who they team up with, right? Like they team up with Burger King, or in this case, Pizza Hut. Here's a
Oh,
funny
that's
thing.
right. Yeah.
I saw the budget for this movie originally was like $3 million, and then it got doubled to $6 million, and then they still weren't gonna be able to make it happen. So it ended up being like a $12 million budget to make this movie. Pizza Hut spent $20 million on a marketing campaign for this movie.
Wow. But isn't Domino's in the movie though?
Yeah, that's the ironic part. Is
Yeah,
that they
that's
weren't.
crazy.
They made the movie, and then obviously at some point, Pizza Hut was like, this is going to be great for us if we partner up and we,
Yeah.
whatever, have some sort of a campaign to go along with the release of this movie. So they spent $20 million on a marketing campaign, and the movie, they could barely get it made for $12 million, right? It's funny.
That's amazing. And they didn't make them cut out the shots of Domino's, which would have been fairly easy.
I'm sure Domino's paid to have them in there.
Yeah, I guess.
So
So they
they
got
probably
paid
got
twice.
I'm sure they got a sweet deal. Domino's
Yeah.
probably gave them, $100,000 to be in their movie. And they're like,
Yeah.
well, that's all we're gonna get. This is an independent movie.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. So, how did you find that out?
Just watching some videos and stuff with the making
Yeah.
of it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe when I heard that not that long ago. I don't remember where it was. Maybe it was like on, you know how they have those shows on Netflix that are like the childhood 80s movies or something, movies that made my childhood or something. I remember watching one on something like that on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I couldn't believe that it was independently financed. Like no studio was like, we got to make a Ninja Turtles movie.
No, they didn't want to. Studios all turned it down. They were like, we don't want to do this. It's nonsense. It's so crazy to me that so many people would turn it down, and yet it was a
Yeah.
cultural phenomenon. Every kid in the world was playing with Ninja Turtle toys. The cartoon only came out in 87, which is amazing to me. So it
Yeah.
gained that much fame in within 2 years that they were like, we got to make a movie. We got to make a movie of this.
Yeah, it was one of the biggest things ever
It was. And
in my
so
life.
you could see, like, now we stop paying attention, and then all of a sudden there's like Skibidi toilets, and we're like, how long have those been around? They're like, oh, 2 years. We're already over that, And so as adults, the first time we hear about something like 6-7, we're like, what? And the kids are like, we're already done with that stupid nonsense. So I can see how you're an adult and you, especially back then when there was no internet, there was no social media, no. So you could see for sure a cartoon being out for 2 years and every adult being like, this is the first time I'm hearing of this. Teenage what? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? This is so stupid. Like, we're not going to make anything, but all they had to do is just, and some of them that did make it, the producers that made this movie were like, we asked our kids, and our kids said, this is the most exciting thing ever.
Oh,
Like,
really? Awesome.
well, for sure, you just got to have some kids. But if you're like me, if somebody came to me and said, we're going to make a Skibidi toilet, I'd be like, Skibidi what? Like, get the fuck out of here. But I'm not in touch with the youth, so don't ask me for opinions.
No, me neither. I always hear this stuff and I don't even understand what my kids are saying. Like there's brain rot things and I'm like, I don't. They're just saying made up words and I'm like, all right, I know we used to do it, so I'm not gonna say anything.
You can almost see, like, 2 years into some fad, that somebody was like, we gotta make this movie now at the height of its popularity. And most people that they talk to are saying, what? What is this? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. I'm not making that. But they're like, no, we gotta strike now because the kids will be on to something else. If we wait one more year, the kids will be on to something new. And so they did. They struck while the iron was hot, and it became the biggest grossing independent movie of all times when it got
Wow.
released.
Amazing.
It got overtaken by, what was it, in night something in the 90s? Not
My Big Fat Greek Wedding eventually became the highest grossing independent movie.
That wasn't the one I was thinking of. There was something else that came out that was that overtook it before that, but at the time,
Yeah.
they got the record, and that's all that matters. Somebody was like, "See, I told all you idiots."
And somebody made a lot of money. It was a pretty big thing. I remember when it came out that like I couldn't see it for a few weeks because all the showings were sold out
Okay.
in Whitby. Like I had to wait until almost the time that we moved to Cobourg. I remember that because it was 1990 and it was the summer and we were moving. And it was like one of the last possible days. And I remember seeing one of my friends at the movie theater and being like, I'll never see you again. This is the last time
Yeah.
I'll ever be in Whippy. And I just made it to see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Like there wasn't a theater in Coburg.
Yeah, it's I don't have any memory of going to see it in the theater. Now that you mention that, I'm like, I don't even know if I saw it in the theater. For as
Yeah.
excited as I was, you would think that I would have a memory of going to see it, but I don't.
Your parents would have had to take you.
Yes. And so I don't, but I don't have any memory of any of that. I
It was
remember
also probably not even playing
the
in Coburg. They're probably like, fuck this.
Yeah, they might. I might not have seen it in the theater. It's possible that they were like, "We'll wait until it comes out on VHS and then we'll rent it or something." But you'd think that, I don't know. I remember being excited, and I remember dancing around and really anticipating it. And I remember my father just seeing that joy in me and just being annoyed, just wanting to take it away from me. And he was like, "What are you, why are you so excited about a cartoon?" And I
Yeah.
and my response was like, "It's not a cartoon, it's live action." You duh. Like, you think I'd be this
Yeah.
excited if it was a cartoon movie? No, it's
Right.
a live action movie. Like, I thought that was gonna win him over.
Yeah.
And instead of him being like, "You're not my son," he just said nothing. He just was like, "Fine." But I'm sure he meant, like, why are you so excited about anything that's related to a cartoon? Like,
Anything at
why aren't you
all.
excited about like milking the cows? Like, why don't you get really excited when you hit your milk quota? Because I'm nine, you fucking idiot.
Hard work is exciting.
I wish I had the knowledge to have like snappy comebacks back
Yeah.
then. Because I'm a 9-year-old kid and this is the most important thing in my life, Dad. Why do you have to take it away from me? So I'm conflicted because that's one of the. I love this movie, but I also have that, like, him trying to take it away from me in my head. So it's like that turning point where you became an adult. I guess that's when I became a man, when I stopped
When I
having
was
joy.
dancing around in the loving Ninja Turtles. Yeah, I remember like Ninja Turtles was huge, and I remember distinctly by the third movie, one of my friends went to see it. I think it was Troy. And we made fun of him. And this was like 2 years later. That was how fast it was over for us, anyway. Like, I don't know, I was 11 or 12 by that point, I guess, by the time the third one came out. And I remember, like, it was just over by then. And we were like, you fucking loser, went and saw the Ninja Turtles.
No, not for me. I was still into it when the third one came out. I was still into it. I remember going to see the second one in theaters, and I
Yeah.
remember it because the woman that took us, our babysitter, we got done the movie, and of course I was like, "Yeah, it was great. Everything that I see with the turtles in it, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen."
Yeah.
And she was like, "What was the secret?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And she's like, "Well, it's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2: The Secret of the Ooze. What was the secret of the ooze?" And I'm like, "I don't know. It's a good point." I guess there was no secret. We already knew that the ooze mutated them, and then in the
Yeah.
second one, they just used it more to do more mutations. And so
To
she was
make
like,
the wolf and the snapping turtle.
"What was the secret?" And I'm like, "Yeah, well, it. I don't like that. You're nitpicking here, lady. Come on. It was about the turtles coming back."
Well, the turtles are the secret of the ooze, really, right?
Sure, yeah. I get her point
Because,
now.
yeah, but they're like really this the turtles are the secret that's been whatever 16 years and they've been growing. And when they're found out by the evil corporation, the secret has been found out that the ooze mutates small animals. I only know this because I watched it yesterday. I also watched most of the third one, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, you like it?
The third one, I don't know if I'd ever seen it. I
Really?
probably have, but I'm like, there's some fucking production value. They brought back Elias Koteas. They're in Japan.
Yeah.
They're like the sets are pretty amazing in Japan, and they're having fucking samurai fights.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is this, man?
I liked it. I liked the second one. I liked the third one. I again, even the first one got bad critic reviews. And I look at it and I'm like, what isn't there to like about it? And they're like, well, the storyline was flat. And I'm like, the storyline was awesome. I don't know what you're talking about. They're like, the characters weren't that in depth. I'm like, it's about Ninja Turtles. Like, what the fuck do you want? I can't even imagine reviewing this as a critic. You can't view it through an adult lens. You gotta be like, I'll just let my kids review it. That's it. You can't review it as an adult.
You can't talk about the story and all that kind of thing. You have to talk about how fun it is.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's
I'll
just
tell you,
fun.
even watching it now, I'm like, I don't even know how the fuck they made those suits work.
It's incredible.
It is.
It's insane. Like
They're
those guys
doing.
have so much shit under those suits, they can barely move.
But they move like crazy. So I don't know what you mean, but because they do ninja, they do flips and shit while they're in these suits.
Well, there's actually okay, so I know because I watched the behind the scenes, there's three different suits. There's an action suit, which is where they do the flips and stuff. And there's no animatronics in that one. Then there's the ones where they do the talking and there's animatronics
In their
in it.
face.
So when they're talking and when they need to have expressions, they have the one, the heavy one, but you can't fight in that one.
But you're talking about the head or the rest of the suit has something in it.
Well, the whole thing, like the head has the animatronics and then there's like a computer and shit. And like all the electronic stuff that make the cert whatever it is, the fucking stuff that makes it work in the shell.
Oh, okay. So they take off that when they're not talking so that they can jump around and flip around.
Yeah,
Okay.
and there's different guys in the suits too. There's like the stunt guys, and then there's the more acting, sort of mime type guys. And I forget what the third suit is, but there were three different suits. But it's still like it's even amazing that they're doing these flips just in a turtle suit.
I'm amazed that they can see anything because even watching it, I'm like, I don't know how they can see anything. I don't know where they
Yeah,
can
that's
look.
true.
And I did see one scene where they, you remember, well, doesn't really matter. It's a scene where they're at the house and Donatello tells a joke. I think he says it's a Kodak moment and then he laughs. And when he leans back and he laughs really loud, his mouth opens up. And if you freeze frame it there, you can see the guy's face inside of the mask. So I'm like, so they're looking out the mouth? That's where their eyes are?
Oh, that's
Because I'm like,
crazy.
a lot of the scenes, their mouth is closed. So I'm like, how do they walk around in these fucking things? I'm still impressed by it, even today. I'm like, they did something better with real suits than they do with CGI today.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. It looks better that it's practical. Like I've seen the new ones where the turtles are CG and they look good. But there's just something about it being practical, and you can tell that they're really in the environment.
Yeah.
That's just a miracle. It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm not. It's the more I see shit like this, it reminds me how much I like non-CG stuff. It's now so easy to do CG that, like, I mean, I was blown away with it, like everyone in the world, when Lord of the Rings came out and they were doing crazy CG stuff. But now I'm like, if they just do everything with CG, even stuff that like they could build a suit and make it look real, and they just don't bother. They're like, no, just put him in a blue leotard and put dots all over his face, and we'll fucking do it all on the computer. And it just takes something away. You watch that, you're like, well, I'm watching a cartoon now. I'm watching a cartoon scene, and it's not as cool as you when you see the Ninja Turtles flipping around with the fucking real heads.
Yeah, you can tell when it changes from a real movie to a cartoon. Like in all the Marvel movies, there's real movie stuff, and then there's a whenever there's a fight sequence, it's just a cartoon. And you're like, well, that's not the same. That's not even the same thing. It's not even the same medium, really.
It's become too easy, but we can still spot it. Like until they get to the point where we can't tell. And they never will, because we all know in the back of our minds that everything is fake that we're watching today. So it always just stands out.
Yeah, the only time that it doesn't is when they're not, like when David Fincher uses CG in Zodiac. He's not using it to have people fly around. He's using it to put houses in the background from the 1970s or whatever it is. Like set extension kind of things that don't draw your attention to it and are still playing with like the same physics of the real world. Like you know what when Spider-Man, like it's just the it doesn't even make sense where the camera is. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, the I don't have a problem with the backgrounds and things, because I never see a scene that's you can see a whole world set in the 1500s, and I don't complain like, well, they built that world, right, to film it. No, they don't. I just assume they could be doing miniatures. They do some tricks. I know that they didn't build an entire city just to get background shots, so I don't have a problem. That never bothers me, but it's when they do the action scenes and you have a real human interacting with a cartoon, and you can just tell where it starts and where it ends. And yet, and I you can tell when, and they don't do it very often, but when they had to build like the big giant claw of a dinosaur, and then somebody's interacting with the styrofoam puppet, the styrofoam claw, you can tell when it's real shit. Still. Okay. All right. So, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What would you like to decide? Anything special that comes to your mind?
Well, I'm glad you picked this movie. It's nice to go back to movies that you kind of you want to write off because they're so long ago and childish and you think I'm not I couldn't like it in my 40s.
No, I
But
don't see that at all with this movie.
no, whenever I see it, I'm like, oh yeah, this is I remember this. And some of the stuff, like how they talk, is kind of annoying, but I'm like, oh, it does bring me back to that time and place when we would talk like that, like you were saying, and like the and your parents don't understand what you're saying. They're like, why are you saying cowabunga and shit like that? And it just like you really get transported back to that time when they made movies like this and when you actually cared about something that much.
I think they struck a good balance between the darkness of the original comic and the cartoon, because they knew that's what the kids were going for. They struck a good balance because it's not like overly okay. I don't know. Something that came up around this age was the Power Rangers. And I was never into the Power Rangers, but I know that was around the time when we were kids.
Around there,
And
yeah.
I know that I tried to watch it as a kid because other kids loved it. And I remember it just being like silly. Even at that age, I was like, this is dumb. Like, this is stupid. And they would try to do like slapstick jokes, or they'd have like a fat guy and a skinny guy, and they'd be buffoons. Whatever the jokes are that like make little kids laugh, even at the age, I don't know what year it was that the Power Rangers was popular, but if I tried to watch that today, well, I didn't like it back then. But stuff like that, if I tried to watch it, I'd be annoyed. But this one, no, I think it's still dark enough. I don't know. What do
It's
you
well made. It's well made enough. Like the you're right. The tone is good. They're not as jokey as it is in the second and third one, while still being kind of silly and funny, but they have like a real natural sort of everything makes sense in the environment. Like they haven't gone crazy like they do in the second one with the fucking wolf and snapping turtle. Like it's very much just a criminal organization and four Ninja Turtles trying to stop it.
Yeah, and the turtles do make jokes, but I find that fine that they make the jokes, whereas the criminal, they're all serious, as serious as they can be, being a Foot Clan, but they're supposed to be a dark evil. And then I think it's funny when the Ninja Turtles make jokes when they're in faced with this real threat. I think it's great. I saw some other countries. First of all, they didn't like the word ninja in some other countries, Japan especially. But I think they changed it to the word heroes,
Yeah,
Teenage
Hero
Mutant
Turtles.
Hero Turtles in the UK. Some other country, they added clownish noise sound effects
Oh, yeah.
in the fight scenes to soften
Really?
it.
Okay.
So I saw a couple of them. I don't know what country it was. Might have been Germany. I don't know. But if it was like that, I don't know if I would have liked this movie as much, or I definitely wouldn't be able to go back and watch it. But like when they're swinging the swords, it'd be like zip, 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 making fucking little cartoon noises.
They did
And
more of that in the second one. Like they
did
were
they?
doing a lot of Three Stooges stuff in the second one.
Well, they do a little Three Stooges stuff in this one.
But there were a lot of sound effects, and like you could tell it had gotten a little bit sillier than the first one.
Yeah,
But you're
again, that's a weird thing that they do. They come out with the movie and then they make the sequel to it ch more childish. Don't they realize the kids are getting less childish that are going to see it? They did the same thing with Batman. They make this dark Batman movie, and then the kids get a little bit older, and they're like, we want it to be just as dark, at least. And then they're like, no, let's make it sillier and more wacky. And then they bring in a third and a fourth one, let's make it totally fucking wacky. And it's like, don't you realize your audience doesn't want it to get sillier and wackier? They want it to go the other way.
I think the mistake they make is you make the first one and you sell some toys. And you think, okay, when we make the second one, if we make it more for kids, we'll sell more toys. And then the third one, and so on and so forth, you just keep making it so McDonald's will sell cups and we'll sell more Joker figures, and we need three villains so we can sell more toys, and now we need a new Batmobile every time. Like, you don't need a new Batmobile every time. That's what really pissed me off in like the third one. I was like, why would you need a new Batmobile? And then in the fourth one with the same director, you have another new Batmobile. And it's all just to sell fucking toys.
I guess they figure 10-year-olds went for the first one, not enough 10-year-olds. So if we make the second one sillier and wackier, we'll get more 10-year-olds to come. Whereas the 10-year-olds probably that are now 10, that's their grandparents' thing. The kids that are 2 years older than them, they're like, that's not for me. That's not, I'm into Pokemon or something completely different. So I don't think they get it right. But I don't know about toy sales. So if I look, maybe they did sell more toys after the second one. But I can't imagine it because, like you said, people were giving up by the second one, the third one. They're like, I've had enough of these fucking ninja heroes.
And maybe kids that were 3 years older than me when I saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 came out, maybe they loved it. I don't know, but the one thing I do know is Batman specifically just died off. because of the they miscalculated who was watching it and how jokey it should be.
Yeah, that I don't understand it. But they kind of did the same thing with this. They just, and I don't understand it. And then they go the other way where they make it really fucking dark and the whole world hates them for that too. So you can't win.
Yeah, I think it's consistency. Like it's weird because watching the through the three Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it seems like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1 and 3, the same people made.
Yeah.
And the number 2, it didn't seem like the same people made it.
Yeah.
And it was very strange. Like it was almost like they got it back for the third one. Like the second one w was a mistake, or somebody else made it, or something. It was very strange.
Well, it makes sense to me that they made the first one, they had crazy success, and then they were like, let's make a second one, and they just went for it with, they didn't care who they were gonna get. Like April O'Neil, she didn't want to come back, I guess, and so
No, they didn't want her back, even though she was awesome.
they didn't want her back. Are you sure about that?
She says in an interview, "I was not invited back."
Well, she didn't like the, she didn't want to be in the first one either. That's the funny thing. She didn't. Another weird thing I heard was that Corey Feldman said the only reason he agreed to be in the first one was because he was promised it would be a direct-to-video movie that nobody would see.
Really?
So he took the role because nobody would see it. He got paid $1,500.
That's it?
That's what he says.
That's so weird. 'Cause isn't he back for the third one?
He
I'm
is. He
pretty
came
sure
back
that's
for the
his
third one.
voice.
Oh, he came back for the third one for sure. I
That's
don't,
so
so I don't get
weird.
it. I don't understand how any of this stuff came together. He didn't want to be in it if he knew that people were going to see it. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Or is it just because of the paycheck? Like he's like, if people find out that I'm this cheap, it'll be bad for the rest of my career.
Maybe, or just maybe he thought it was beneath him to be the voice of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, but he did it with the expectation that nobody would see it. So he thought people would not value him because
But he
it's
thought
beneath
people
him.
wouldn't know he did it.
Yeah, okay. I still don't really understand it. It's strange. But the
Yeah,
only
it's
other
kind of weird.
guy, which is weird that I just saw him, how do you say his name? Jeff Pace? Pass? Is it even
I'm not
Jeff?
sure. Not sure.
He's the guy that plays Raphael in the costume, not his voice. Or
Oh
maybe
yeah,
he did
okay.
both. There was one guy that did both the voice and the costume.
Yeah.
He's the, also the passenger in the back of the van or back of the taxi cab.
Oh, I don't remember.
Anyways, that guy, he's the only one recognizable to me. I'm like, oh, I've seen him in a bunch of other things. And then I'm like, I wonder what I've seen him in. And I looked around and I'm like, oh yeah, he was in that. I kind of remember his face from that. And then I just watched If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You last night.
Yeah.
And he's in that. And I'm like, what are the
Really?
odds that that he pops up in this movie? And I just was watching him from special features on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he's really the only one that had much of a career after it.
Yeah, give me a short review of If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You.
It is claustrophobic.
Okay.
Everything's really tight and it makes you feel like you gotta escape, and there's a lot of anxiety building, and it's depressing,
Okay.
and I don't really get it. I think it's speaking to women who have to deal with motherhood, and it does not resonate with me at all.
Yeah, sounds right.
You've seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
What sounds right about what I just said?
No, that you wouldn't know what they're trying to say, because it wouldn't resonate with you.
Well, that's just my take. Maybe you watch it and you're like, "Oh, it's about the Holocaust." I'd be like, "Oh, I didn't see that at all. I don't know what you're talking about."
No, I mean, like, it makes sense that it's not for someone with your experience. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, I've been meaning to watch it. I know Rose Byrne won a Golden Globe, and I think she's nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, you can't fault her. She's in the movie. She's doing the stuff she's supposed to do. The stupidest thing to me is to say like Conan O'Brien was amazing in this movie. And I did read that one review said Conan O'Brien is so good. And I'm like, no, he's just not bad. He's a terrible actor. He's a bad actor. And so when I waited for him to come up in this movie, I'm like, is he going to be bad in this movie? But basically, he just doesn't do much. So then you're like, oh, he was fine. He didn't distract me from like he didn't start dancing and like
He
clip, you know,
didn't
he does that dance at
the string dance.
the string thing. He didn't do that at any point. So you're like, you can't call him good. You can just call him not terrible. That's my only review of Conan's performance.
I forgot he was in it.
He's
That's awesome.
fine.
I'm gonna watch it before next week then now.
But to call him like he say he's so good is just dumb. Like you it's like you it'd be like, well, people do it all the time. They say shit about acting that I'm like, I don't know what you're fucking seeing. So
Yeah, when someone who's known for being annoying, like Andrew Dice Clay was in, oh, what was it, A Star Is Born, people are like, he's so amazing
right.
because he's not doing the a dickety dockety tickety tock.
Right.
He's just like acting like a normal guy. And
Yeah.
I think he's Lady Gaga's father. And I was like, yeah, he's fine.
That's
And
the
I
same
didn't
thing
even
with Conan.
recognize him. And I was like, okay, yeah, he's just being a normal guy.
He's just being a normal guy. Conan's just being, he's just doing less of what he, I can tell he wants to do in every scene. He's just dialed it way back to just being like, Conan, we're gonna have you, she's gonna say a line to you, just don't respond. And he's like, okay, so just sit there with a frown on my face? Yes. Well, I'm gonna kind of have a smirk. No, don't do it. Because then people will see you're smirking and they'll start to laugh. So he restrains himself enough to make it acceptable. Anyways, I'd say watch it, but I don't know when I'll watch it again. I don't know how many years it'll be.
Should probably
And
be it.
more stuff about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'll tell you, I can remember how my brain worked back as a 9-year-old, how dumb I was, how many things in this movie came up, and I was like, I don't understand. I don't understand what's being said in this scene. For example, when she starts screaming because she's just met all the turtles, April has is screaming, and then she sees the rat, she starts to really scream, and then she s yells, this is a dream. That rat, I saw you in the parking lot. And it's because at the beginning of the movie, she sees a rat in the parking lot. And I remember as a 9-year-old kid, I was like, is that the rat from the parking lot? I was trying to reconcile how that can be true. I'm like, did he just mutate at the beginning, from the beginning of the movie to the. I'm just pointing out how dumb I was as a 9-year-old. It's amazing that I even could sit through this movie being that stupid.
Hey, I mean, we were all not smart. It takes a long time to get abstract things. Apparently, your brain doesn't really understand abstract concepts until you're 12 years old or something like that.
Okay.
Like, I think they call it three-dimensional thinking, that you can only, it has to be very, everything has to be literal for you to completely understand it. So there's probably books that I read. I would probably have to reread a lot of books that I read up until the age of 12 or so, because I probably missed so much in them and I just didn't understand it. So that's kind of exciting that I could go back and read The Hobbit, or that's the only book I remember reading in that time, but I read probably tons. So yeah, it's
But let me
it,
ask you this. Why do you think the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were so loved by kids? What is it about them?
Well, it's easy. They were ninjas, and they were fun. Like they had a lot of fun. They liked pizza, and they were different. There was something, obviously, the turtle thing that was different. I think ninjas were kind of cool, like fighting when you're a kid. Martial arts is always cool. And that they were kind of like you thought you could sort of be them in a way. Like there's nothing really special to martial arts. Anybody could do martial arts.
I think it
And
was about the colors. I think it was about that you only had to remember four things at a time as a kid. So it just became kind of simpler for a kid to wrap their head around. You're like, you get the concept first, is like, okay, they're turtles and they're ninjas. And now what's different about these four things? Well, they've each got a color that's associated with them. And then the next thing you had to remember is their names. And it doesn't really matter that their names are crazy fancy things. You just had to remember their names. It's just like you're learning stuff as a kid, so it's easy to learn four new things. And then you had to remember four things, like each one of them has a weapon. So then you had to remember four weapons. And you kind of had to know a little bit about four different personalities. It's all just simplified stuff. Like, what is
Yeah,
it about
you're right.
Michelangelo? He's the funny one. Donatello, he's the smart one. Leonardo, he's the leader. Raphael, there's nothing about him, which is kind of, I think, what's, I remember being confused and watching the movie, like, why did they make it about him? He's the least interesting one. I thought that was strange, and maybe they just took that because they're like, well, nobody can fault us if we give him problems. Like, if they gave Michelangelo problems and made him really angry, they'd be like, well, that's not who he is. But they did that with the one guy that, like, he didn't really have a personality, anything special about him. So they were
Yeah, he
allowed to.
just kind of has a temper, right?
I don't know if he does in the cartoon. I don't remember him having a temper.
Oh, in the cartoon, yeah, I don't know, yeah.
So I think it's just about remembering simple things. It's easy for a kid to remember simple things.
Yeah, you probably have a point. Like, I remember the names being really cool. Like Michelangelo, how did they think of that? That it's like two different names put together, and then eventually you realize that, oh, these are all painters or something like that. And yeah, you're right. It's things that are cool and you have to remember them. Like the colors are a cool device to separate them.
Like, how many times do your kids get into something and then you're like, tell me a little bit about this thing that you're into? Probably never. You've probably never asked them to tell you
I've
anything.
never talked to them.
Yeah. But how I would imagine other parents, when they talk to their kids, they might say stuff like, tell me a little bit about this thing that you're into, this Roblox. And then the kids just dive into it. Like, well, here's the thing. There's these five characters and they live under the ocean. And this one character, he's the funny one. I don't know what they do. I don't know how kids talk, but I'm guessing they like to explain all the stuff they've learned about a
Yeah,
subject, especially when
true.
it's a subject that you can't come back to them and be like, well, you're wrong.
That's a good point. Yeah, my daughter, when we go on walks, not so much anymore. I think she's a little past Roblox, but when we used to go on rock walks, in the past year or two, she would just like talk about Roblox the whole time, and her characters and how she was doing fashion shows, and you can get people to have little parties and contests and competitions, and she would tell me about how many people were wearing her outfit in Roblox that she designed, and yeah, they do have very simple things. And now, because they're so interactive, you can make them your own. And unlike when we were kids, you couldn't really make your own Ninja Turtle stuff unless you were doing it with, I don't know, plasticine or whatever. But now with computers, you can make your own little world. And it's the same kind of thing. Like, kids get really excited about it.
Is it? I think it's about them telling you something that you can't possibly know about. So it's them being able to explain a subject. Like, they don't come back to you and say, let me tell you how waste management works. And you're like, well, I already know everything about that. And they're like, no, let me tell you about how the routes can be more efficient. They don't do that because they're like, well, he'll just shut me down. And
Yeah, that's true.
but I can tell him about Roblox because he doesn't have a fucking clue about that. And so everything that I tell him about that will be new. And then maybe we'll find some common ground. But of course, you were probably like, that's dumb. That's stupid. Why don't you get
Stop talking
into
about that.
Point Blank? No, what's the thing? Point Break.
Point Break.
Why aren't you into Point Break? And they're like, because that's
Ah,
your
oh,
thing.
man. If only my children would watch any awesome movie. Every time I'm like, let's watch this cool movie. No. The Terminator? No. Matrix? No. And I know they'd like it.
What do they want to watch?
Mostly animated movies. They don't even really want to watch movies, but when we go, I think the only time I've seen a movie that wasn't animated in the theater with my kids was was either like a live action Disney movie or I saw Superman with my son. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, but what do they want to watch?
They don't want to watch movies.
Okay, well, what do they want to do?
They want to play on their computers. And my son wants to watch football or sports,
Football.
I guess. He likes to watch sports. We watch sports together. We talk about sports. And yeah, he's gotten into like all the major sports except hockey. So yeah, it's kind of cool. And he tells me all the time, like all their stats and stuff. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe you remembered that.
Yeah, some
That's
kids do that.
incredible.
I've seen that a lot with kids. Like they just like to, all of a sudden they'll get into a subject that their parents into, and then they'll learn all these stats and start telling them to impress their parents. I don't get it. But like Chris Johnson, that's how he was as a kid. He's like, I remembered every single player and every single stat of every single thing. And like, I'm sure his dad was like, that's pretty cool. Look at my son. He can remember all this stupid shit, useless, stupid shit. I guess it's not useless because he made a career out of it.
Yeah,
But
they made a good career, but
now his nephew, Laura's kid, he does the
yeah.
same thing. He'll be like, I'll impress these guys with all these stats.
Oh,
I think
wow.
my cousin's kid can do that, was doing that with hockey. I think my brother's kid does that with a lot of things. I see that with kids. They get into They can remember useless shit about sports.
Yeah, they're probably so used to their parents knowing everything that they want to know something that they don't. They want to show their usefulness. That's what I would imagine, not having talked to my children. Have you watched the new movie with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, The Rip? Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it,
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Okay.
It was un I thought I had the movie nailed. And I knew what it was going to be, and then I was like, "It's basically what I thought it was going to be, but not the same, not the way that it played out, not the characters."
Yeah, it had enough twists and turns that it kept me interested through most of it.
Yeah. No, I thought it was good. I just wanted to see if you'd watched it and if you liked it.
Yeah, I can't say it wasn't enjoyable. I was enjoying it, most of it, up until the bang bang car chase stuff at the very end.
Yeah.
Then I was like, all right. My problem was like they go to the FBI has a giant roadblock with 500 FBI agents,
Yeah.
and then they just jump out and just run away, and
Yeah.
not one FBI
Yeah.
agent pursues. It
Yeah.
becomes one on one. Matt Damon one-on-one Ben Affleck stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, well, what happened to all those FBI agents? They're totally useless. So I thought that was a bit silly.
Yeah, everyone just gets away.
They just easily just go, okay, we're going the opposite way from your roadblock. And all the FBI agents went, what? We never anticipated that they'd go the other way.
They would fan out.
So but everything leading up to that, I was in.
What about Knight of the Seven Kingdoms? Have you seen that?
Oh, of course. Of course. Don't even ask. Don't even
I
ask,
know. I
Jesse.
shouldn't have asked. But I like it.
Of course. I love it.
I haven't liked a lot of the Game of Thrones stuff lately, but this one, it's so simple and fun. It's so much more fun than the other shows.
No, fuck you. They're all fun. They're all awesome. They're amazing. They're
I'm
all
not saying
amazing.
that they're not amazing. I'm saying that this one you could just watch and be like, they're having fun.
Yep.
This is fun. This is a good time.
It's all a good time, all of it.
All right.
Don't ever badmouth any of it.
I'm not gonna argue with you about it at all.
No, you shouldn't. I know some people aren't as big a fan as of House of the Dragon, but those people are wrong. It's just that they're wrong. It's unfortunate that they're so wrong because it's still fucking awesome. Everything to do with that world. I hope they keep making Game of Thrones shit until I'm dead.
Yeah, they probably will.
I don't know.
There's enough people that like it,
Yeah,
and
but the
they.
creator is gonna die, and then it's his brilliant ideas that really make the world happen. Like, it kind of went downhill at the end when they started making shit up on their own, and then
That's true.
they started doing typical TV shit where they're like, well, let's just wrap everything up really fast.
Yeah.
And if they had a stuck to what made the first five seasons so fucking amazing, which were following the storylines from his books, it would have been a better show. I still
I
like it,
agree.
but as soon as he let TV people be like, well, we got to wrap this up, and then this character's too popular, so we got to have that character do this and then that, and then
Yeah.
we got to get rid of some of these characters because nobody cares about them. And it's like, no, that's what made the show awesome, was that they had little minor characters that developed into bigger roles that you never thought. Just
Yeah.
anti-TV shit, just doing against what TV writers would do.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we forgot where that character was standing, so let's just kill him off. No, don't do that. Like,
Yeah.
remember where these guys are standing and then have them do something like two seasons later.
Yeah. I always love that with The Wire, when they would
Yeah.
just bring somebody back and you'd be like, hey, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing that that wasn't based on a book, based on stuff that's been predetermined where
Yeah,
some.
there was a lot of stuff from like cases that David Simon had covered in when he was
That's true.
a reporter, right? But a lot of that was in homicide too. Like, I couldn't believe after whatever it was, 5 years of homicide or seven, that there were still a ton of stories that this guy had to tell. But he did also bring in a lot of other like true crime writers and reporters and stuff into that show to flesh it out. Anyway, Carrie. Let's talk about Carrie.
Let's.
I like this movie because it follows my favorite horror movie progression, which is nothing scary happens for an hour. You get to know the characters, you get to see how they interact, and then there's something scary in the last half hour.
Right.
Halloween, same thing. Nothing really scary. And then the last half hour, it goes crazy. He starts killing everybody.
Yeah, I was
This
impressed
movie.
at how I didn't know who was in on the evil prank they were going to pull against Carrie. I really thought that it was the whole school was laughing at her, and then she turned around and killed the whole school.
Yeah.
And so when they were leading up to it, I'm like, geez, I'm not sure if the girl is in on it, the one that asks her boyfriend to
Yeah.
take her to the dance. I'm like, I know she's got to be in on this because I think the ending is them all pointing and laughing at her.
Yeah.
But she seems like she's not in on, she's not. And then the
No.
boyfriend, I'm like, he can't, this will be the most evil character ever if he turns
Yeah.
out to be, this whole thing was a setup.
Yeah.
And even up until the end, I'm like, I think he's still in on it, but it just doesn't seem like he is. And he
Yeah.
wasn't. He wasn't in on it.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
He was a nice guy. And I'm like, wow, they did a really good job because they definitely misled you with the girl. She goes, oh, it's 8 p.m. I gotta go and watch something. And then
Yeah.
she sneaks into the back door of the dance and she's watching from behind. And you're like, oh, she's there to watch this horrible
Yeah.
prank. So at that point, I turned and be like, oh, she's definitely in on it.
Yeah.
And then she spots the rope and she's like, wait a minute, something's going on here. And then you're like, oh, she's not in on it. It's crazy. So they kept me guessing.
Yeah. And the way that they handle the Carrie character, I think, is amazing because She's not like she's a little bit weird because of her mother and the upbringing and stuff, but she's not like people don't hate her. And she's not like she doesn't act weird.
Right.
She's just kind of an outcast. And
Yeah.
then when they let her into the group, like I always think like when she goes to the prom, everybody's happy to see her there.
Yeah.
Like there are people leading her around and like, oh, your dress is so nice and you look so good. And you're like, most movies would have made this girl like really weird, and like they would have made everybody in on the joke, and then she would have had something really to get revenge for.
Yeah.
But in this movie, she's just a girl who's sheltered and she doesn't know a lot, and she's the one that's kind of withholding herself from being in the social groups. It's not like everyone's kind of kicked her out.
So is that closer to the actual book?
That's a good question. I haven't read the book in probably 20 years. But either way, I know it is kind of close to the book. I can't remember exactly what the differences are,
Well, like you
but.
said, it would be very easy if you're writing the movie to be like, well, every character that gets killed by her needs to be a villain.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not rooting for this character.
Yeah.
She's the villain if you don't do it that way. Whereas there's a bit more depth to it when you have her. She's misinterpreting. She thinks that everyone's pointing and laughing at her. And
Yeah.
really, it's like a handful of people that are pointing and laughing at her. Not even that
Yeah.
many.
No, like two, like or three, really. And then yeah, like three or four, but like she kills the gym teacher. And
Yeah.
you're like, that was your only friend.
I know.
She did so much for you. And she kills her with a basketball backboard.
Yeah.
And like, it's just kind of it. Everything makes so much more sense in this movie than a normal horror movie. Obviously, there's the supernatural stuff, but like her mother's religious mania. Because the father left them with another woman, and like it all just makes so much sense that it's way more than a horror movie. It's just a good movie.
What else would
And
you like to say about it? It's just a good movie.
no, I think it showed a lot of Brian De Palma's skills, that first sort of shower scene, even though it does have, Bush in the credits, as they say in what's that movie? I think it was Knocked Up. It's artfully done with all the camera moves and stuff. And there's some amazing camera work that he does that you wouldn't think you would do in like a shitty horror movie.
Yeah, I was watching the camera work with all the girls in the shower. I was like,
Well,
oh,
that's part of
camera.
it. I don't mean that necessarily, but there's just one shot that he didn't have to do it, but there's like these two girls are walking up a ladder. One girl's walking up a ladder, and he followed her up a ladder. And that would probably be a really difficult shot to
Describe where
make.
it is in the movie. Is it in the shower? They're up a ladder in the shower scene? Because that seems gratuitous.
They're decorating for the prom, and I think they're all gossiping about how the guy asked her to the prom, and this one girl's going up a ladder, and he does like a crane shot up the ladder, which is probably really expensive and also hard to do to get it perfectly, but he does it anyway in this, probably shitty little horror movie, but he's really doing these amazing things, and you can see he's a great director.
Yeah.
And he's doing things he doesn't need to do in this movie, but he does it because he wants to make something awesome.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm with you. I didn't notice that, but that's a good point.
Yeah, there's all the sort of the split screen stuff that can be really stupid, but they're showing like Carrie and the people who she's hurting in the same split screen. Like there's just some amazing cool stuff in this movie. I don't know. I love it. What do you think about it overall?
Just a good movie.
All right. It's very good. All right. Anything else?
No.
Okay. What are we going to watch next week? Would you like to watch A Scanner Darkly?
Sure.
Okay. We got one. How about
Can't you do this during the break?
Yeah, I could have. How about Bug?
Is that what's that? That's a, I
It's by William Friedkin.
don't know. All right. It's gonna be shit.
It's gonna be good. We don't have to watch it. How
Okay,
about
Bug and Scanner Darkly. Anything else to talk about this week?
No, I think
Carrie, just a good movie. Camera works great. Good.
Carrie's an awesome movie.
Okay, it's an awesome movie now. All right. And that was a lot more detail.
That was a lot more. What else has been going on with you in your life?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. Dieting.
Yeah,
Trying to diet.
how's it going?
Good. Things are good.
How much, like, when you gain some weight, how much do you let your, or how much do you gain before you start taking it back off?
17.9. No, I don't. It's
No, but I
an
mean, like,
everyday struggle.
okay, but what do you when do you say, like, I really need to buckle down? Like,
Every
5 pounds? Okay.
single day I say that, and then I oh, tomorrow's the day that I'll do it. Ah, tomorrow's the day. Yeah. So why are you asking me that? Is it, are you thinking about something for yourself?
No, I'm just like, do you feel like maintaining weight is harder than losing weight?
No, they're both hard.
Yeah. Are you in a, like, do you ever maintain weight, or are you always trying to lose weight?
I've never, I stuck to my calorie restriction for the last 2 years. So at some point it was trying to just stick to a calorie restriction, which meant that I wasn't really gaining a ton of weight really fast. But then when I stopped, then it was bad. It was I went the other way. Look, I have a, yeah. I don't know. What's going on with your life, Jesse?
Not much.
Any dieting plans?
I should be on a diet, but
That's a
I just
no.
haven't been. Yeah. I tried to start one and then I just didn't. I don't know why.
What are you looking for? A magic number on the scale that you're like, well, I'll let it get to that number and then I'll do something about it, like you were asking me.
No, I'm just trying to get the willpower not to eat crap.
Oh,
It's
well,
tough.
why don't you just set yourself a goal that you know you can live within and then stick to that goal?
Yeah, I should. Yeah, like I started doing the diet bed again and I didn't even really give up. I just didn't do it. And I was like,
That
huh, that's,
is giving up, Jesse.
well, I mean, okay, so I would have had to actually try to give up. That's what I mean. Like, I didn't even try. I was
Right.
like, yeah, I guess I'll just lose weight. And then I realized I'm not doing anything to lose weight. And then I was just like, okay. I resigned myself to that. And I was like, well, that didn't work. That didn't work at all.
So doing nothing didn't work. Is that what your takeaway is?
Yes. Yeah.
So I think the secret is you got to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. That's
Just
probably a good
saying,
idea.
I'd like it to be like that, then the results will come,
Yeah.
and they don't, and then not doing anything
Yeah.
about it, probably not going to get you there.
No, definitely not.
I found it's way better to focus on what do I need to do to get to
Yeah.
where I want to be. And it's just math. It's just simple
Yeah.
math. And so decide what you want to do and then do it.
Right.
As opposed to, well, I'll just do every time I go to have a meal, I'll figure out what I what I'll fight with myself.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's horrible. That makes every single minute of every day very difficult.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go, I know what I'm going to do for the next 30 days,
Yeah.
every day is a little bit simpler because you already know what you're going to do. Every day is going to be different. Every
So
day is going to be the same.
are you talking about planning out food?
Yes, you got to plan
Okay.
out food. Sure. As opposed to, I'll just make good choices when the time comes. You won't.
That's true, yeah. That's
But
true.
if you go, I'm going to make these all these good choices for the next 30 days, and then it becomes a little bit easier.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you're not into it and you don't care, then
No, I like that advice, more planning. 'Cause you're right. Like I just kind of show up and I'm like, yeah, what can I do with this? There's a meal that I'm making. What should I do? Should I eat less? Should I eat only some parts of it? And I should have really planned out more.
yeah, it's way easier if you plan. You go, well, I'm gonna have this for 5 days or 6 days, and then on the seventh day I can have a something better or more of it or whatever you want to do. But at least you've got a plan and you know, well, if I break that every day, then it won't happen. It won't happen for me.
Yeah.
You don't have to go, I'm gonna make good decisions for the rest of my life. Because then it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So if you sit down and think about, I'm going to make good decisions for 6 days or 5 days, and then the sixth and the seventh day, they probably don't completely undo everything
Yeah.
that you've done for those good 5 days. That's just the way that I view stuff now.
Yeah, well, that's good advice. I like it.
But if you really want to do something, make a goal, and then if you go, that goal is going to be too difficult, then make it a little bit easier for yourself and go, okay,
Yeah.
I'm not going to stick to that. If I make it too strict, I'm not going to stick to it. So find yourself something that you know that you can stick to, because then once you get into it, you'll be like, I said I could stick to it. I've got no excuse why I can't. I've got no
Yeah.
excuse other than I just am tempted by something. So I don't know. You got to be really specific. This is too general. This conversation's too.
No, I think I like your advice. It's good advice.
Yeah. But only
And
you can do anything about it, right?
that's true.
So if you keep sitting around saying Adam will solve this for me, it's not gonna happen.
No, I don't, I know, I'm curious of how you stay on the right path for so long, which you seem to have been doing for the past 5 years or so.
No, it's only been 3 years. But really, the big difference was dumping the diet bets because it seemed to be that I could starve myself for 4 weeks, hit that goal. But the whole 4 weeks, I was waiting until they were done. And it
Yeah.
wasn't until I said to you, I'm going to eat no more free days, none of this stuff. I'm going to do it for the next 4 months of my life. And then those 4 months, I had to learn how I'm going to do it in those 4 months. It became more of like, I said I was going to stick to this. If I break it, I'm going to give Jesse $1,000.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do that. I don't want to have to admit defeat. So now how do I live? And then I learned a ton in those 4 months about like how to eat until you're full, what to have. I used to always have like a chocolate bar. I'd put a bunch of calories in with a chocolate bar or candy or something.
Yeah.
I gave that up completely because it's much more satisfying to have a great big like chili or
Yeah.
vegetable pasta dish or something that's just much more enjoyable for those 600 calories.
Yeah, something substantial.
And you got to make yourself so you're not sitting around thinking about it. And I don't
Yeah.
really. I only eat once a day now, and when I'm done eating, I'm full, and then I don't think about it
What time of day
anymore.
do you eat?
I try to leave it pretty late, 7, 8, 9 o'clock.
So
And
how
then
long have you been up at that point, usually?
How long have I been awake?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I woke up at 10 this morning.
Okay. So like, wow, like not 10 hours you go before you start eating
In the
in the
day,
day.
yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay.
That's just me. That doesn't work for you. Doesn't work for most people. So don't do that. But I know I used to have like lunch. I used to have oatmeal and stuff for lunch. And then I'd just be like waiting until that oatmeal. And then when I get done that, I'd be like, oh, I can't wait till dinner.
Yeah.
Now I don't even miss it. Now I just slowly kind of got that out. And now I just, yeah, I go the whole day and I don't even think about it. So weird.
Okay.
But I'm not telling you to do that.
No, I'm just it's an interesting concept. And are you drinking coffee and stuff before? Okay. So you have some liquids, or free liquids,
Yeah.
and then you eat 10
Yes.
hours into your day.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting.
But I'm not recommending that for anybody else.
No, I'm just thinking of what that would entail.
You are probably not gonna like it. And a lot of people wouldn't like that. They're because they I don't wake up hungry. When I wake up, I don't wake up going, oh, what am I gonna have for breakfast? It's just I don't do that, where a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And so if that's your thing, that you're looking for food as soon as you get out of bed, then I can't tell you turn that off because that would be too much of a change
Right.
for you. So don't do that. But whatever. Okay, you're yawning. We must be done.
I'm yawning because I got up at like 3:30 this morning, but
Yeah.
all right. I will, I'll see you next week then.
Okay, man. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.